This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by Family Moss. On the first yosset of our dear friend, the participant, Mr. Yossel Moss, of Yosef ben Avraham. Yud Ches Tishri, based the Chalamayit, Sunday 26th of September, Rabbi David Halpin, how he was yoytzer because the Esrog was possible.
I'd like to discuss anything from Baal Tosef, which has very much relevance to the Yom Tov. We'll start off in Yunif in Yom Tov, and then go over to our Baal Tosef generally. There are two psikim in the Torah which speak about Baal Tosef. As you've got the sheet in front of you, in Parshas Dvurim, Loisesifi, don't add, Aladuva Shanechem Saveschem, Vlesigim Emeni, don't deduct, Lishma Yismith Shashem Elekechem Shanechem Saveschem. Then there's another pusik later on in Parshas Rei. Es kol adu vashenoichem sa veschem ha'oises ish milasis lo yisoysef ulov ve lo yisigra memeni. Well, later on we'll speak about what are the two psikim, the chilek to the two psikim. There is to be moisif on the mitzvahs, and there is to be megaraya on the mitzvahs. To be megaraya, obviously, if you do less than your mechiev, you're not yisif, push it. But there's a chidesh, and you mustn't be moisif on the mitzvahs. Now, it's well known, the Weltweisman, Reb Chaim Briske, in Emerson Station in Beis HaLevi, father of Reb Chaim, a person's got two esroigim, an option of two esroigim. One is 100% kusher, but there's nishkan hither. The other is a beautiful esrog, but it's a sufik merkav, sufik kusher dinish. Obviously, if you have the option between the two, you have to choose the first one, because you have to be sure that you're doing the mitzvah. No point in taking the second one, which maybe you're doing a hidden mitzvah gewaltig, but maybe you're not mekayem the mitzvah at all. So obviously, one takes the option of taking the first esrog, which is vadai kusha, and you're mekayem the mitzvah. But the idea is, if you've got both, you have both, and you're going to take both, you've got an option which to make the brucha on. You make the brucha on one, and then take the other one. Which should you take first? So I might have thought, the Havamina, that the same thing. First take the Vada Kusha, make sure that you're making a bruch on something which is 100% Kusha. And once you finish that, then you take the other one, just to do the Hidda. Look at Chaim Briske, Pink Faket, it doesn't work that way. He says, once you've taken the Vada Kusha, you've been Yoitzer. Once you've been Yoitzer, there's no such thing as a Hidda Mitzvah. You've finished the Mitzvah already. So rather take the other one, which is a Sufik. You make a bruch, so on the chance that if it's Kusha, you've done a Hidda Mitzvah, Gavaltik. And if it's puzzle, then afterwards you take the other one. Those are Reb Chaim Briske and Emerson in Beis HaLevi, Chaylik Beisim and Bemzayin, Shteichen, this idea. Beis HaLevi's got the Shmiz, Bechlal, Ishaich, hidden mitzvah after you've done the mitzvah. But Pashtas, if you push it as Fura, once you've achieved the mitzvah, there's no point in doing hidden mitzvah afterwards. There's no such thing. Otherwise, Pashtas. There's a ganze Shmiz in Chanukah, Kodayim, that seems to be places where we see that it is Shaich, hidden mitzvah, once you've already fulfill the mitzvah, but Pashtas initially. That's Reb Chaim Briske. Now the Sam Achroinim are not happy with this, because they say that you're making a brucha on a hidden mitzvah, which might not be a mitzvah at all, and then you're going to take the other one, and in the meantime you made a hefsek between the brucha and the mitzvah. There's normally a klal between a brucha and a mitzvah, one should not be mafsik. Like a tchila, one shouldn't even be mafsik toch kedidim, but al kapunim, there shouldn't be a hefsik of another pe'ila. If you're making a brucha, you're taking something which maybe is not kusha, and then afterwards you're putting it down and taking another set which is kusha, there might be a hefsik. But you haven't got much breira. One must say that because it's all the tzorich, the mitzvah, even the sufik is also the tzorich, the mitzvah, even if it's possible, but you're doing it with the hope that maybe it's kusha, you don't know. So maybe that's not considered richtig a hefsik. But the question is, why can't you take both together? Take the two together, and do the mitzvah together, make the brucha, and whichever is kusha is kusha. If the mehid is kusha, your kavun is on that one. And if not, you have the other one, so you're covered. He's going to Santa Rambam. We're on for Ois Dalet now. The Rambam says that if a person takes the Arba Mila, and he's got two little of him, or two Esroigim, or three Aruvus, he's Oive Baal Tosef. Hadassim, Zot Rambam, you can take more because that's Lenoy. But the other meaning, if you take more than is necessary, it's Baal Tosef. It's a Baal Tosef. Aruv Zot Rambam. And there is a pasuk in the Sefer HaChinuch, and in Shiva Sarashpur Setochazet, all the Marmakomis you have here. There is a Gemara which in Emerson and Rishayim have machlokes exactly what the Gemara means. But let's take the one pshat of the chinuch, and therefore we'll have a stira. The Gemara says, we know there's a machlokes behit and rabbanon if lilav tzurach agad or the nisht. We bind our lilav together, they shine. But is it ma'akev? We do it as hidden mitzvah. If we say lilav tzurach agad, it's ma'akev. You have to bind all three medium together. We pass lilav ein tzurach agad. And therefore, we do it. It's nice to put them together. It's a hidden mitzvah, but it's not necessary. So, to Gemura, if a person will take five minim, he takes four minim, plus he puts a rose, right? Another min. Perhaps a rose is bad in Mushul, because that might be Lenoy, but another min. He takes another min. So, to Gemura, is he over about Tosaf or the Nish? Now, we know, for example, in Tfilin, if a person has Tfilin with five parshias, is over about Tosaf. Rashi, Chemish, of the if he has five parshas, tefillin is over baltoisif. A kohen who says more than three bruchas, he adds Yosef Hashem Aleichem Kham Elafumim, he's over baltoisif. So what happens if a person's got five minim? Zuk the Gemura, it depends. I'm learning now the pshat of the chinuch. Some are showing learn different pshat in the Gemura. If you hold lilaf tzurach agad, you're supposed to bind them together, and you bind the three minim together with another min, yes, you're over baltoisif. If you say lilaf ein tzurach agad, you're supposed to take three, four separate minim, hold them on your hands together. It's high lechidei kua, but high lechidei kua. Each one stands on its own. You've taken your four minim, what you need to. There's another one there. It's got such kashayches with the mitzvahs. So therefore, there's no baltzeisif on it. Tazayzuk the gemura. It's a beferish gemura that if you say liel of ain't rochaget, and that's how we paskin, so you can have another min and not be over baltzeisif. So why did the Rambam say if you got the Rambam the chinuch? The Rambam perhaps learns this pshat more, but the Chinuch learns this pshat which I just told you. So why does the Chinuch say if you take two lelubim, you're over about Yosef? They freaked Minchas Chinuch. I haven't seen a teretz in it, but I think there's a teretz which I think is a richtig teretz. To be over about Yosef is pshat, you're moisef in the mitzvah itself. Tefillin is a bias with four bottom outside, four bottom together, and if the Torah says take four, you take five. Baltis. If Lilav Tzorach Agad, if Pshat the Torah says take a bunch of these three meaning, these four, three with one, take a bunch of three. The Mitzvah is to take a bunch. So he's taking a bunch, instead of three, he takes four. It's Baltis. If there's no din of Agad, so the Torah says take this, and this, and this, and this. If you take something else, it's nothing to do with the mitzvah. It hasn't changed the mitzvah in any way. You've taken more than you need, but if you take something else, you're holding a towel in your hand. It's a shayach baltoisef. And by the way, we're talking about even shaloi bakum, and baltoisef is even if he's not mechamen l'shem mitzvah, if it's b'shas the mitzvah. B'shas he's doing the mitzvah, he's a baltoisef even without kumen. So he's taking a towel l'shem mitzvah. A person pick up a towel l'shem mitzvah, it's a baltoisef, it's narishkeit. If he's changing the mitzvah, the mehisa mitzvah, there's supposed to be a bunch of three, and he takes a bunch of four, he's changed the mitzvah. So he says, the bunch should be like this, he takes a different bunch. But if it's separate, hay lechidekur, it's hotish kan shayach with the mitzvah, and there's no baltoisef. That is shayach if it's a different mean. If it's the same mean itself, he's taking two lulavim. Let's understand, forget about baltoisef. The mitzvah on its own. If a person takes five meaning without baltoisef, he's Makai the mitzvah in the four. He's got something else there. That's a nuisance, but it doesn't disturb the mitzvah. If he takes two lilavim, is he Makai the mitzvah? Yes, why not? In which lilav is Makai the mitzvah? In any of them. Both Kush and lilavim. He's Makai the mitzvah in any of them. So in other words, when he's doing this, he's doing the mitzvah. The Torah says, do the mitzvah in one. He's doing the mitzvah in one of the two. It's Klapa Shemaya Gari, which of the two? They're both the same. So it's Kavashayach the mitzvah, because he can be Yoyz the mitzvah with it. When he's taking five mean or a separate mean, that separate mean, Hotish Kashayach the mitzvah. Except if you say Lilav Tzurach Agad. If Lilav Ein Tzurach Agad, the separate mean, Hotish Kashayach the mitzvah. There's no Baal Tosef on it. But if it's the same mean, which Lemasa, you will be Mekayim, and each of the Lilav, you'll be Mekayim. This or that. Where will Bechal the mitzvah? I don't know. But the Masi will be Mekayim, both are kosher and lilav. So each lilav has got a shaykhus to the mitzvah. If it's got a shaykhus to the mitzvah, there's baltoisef on it. In Enochanam, if Taki will take a pusul lilav, the Rambam will be moided that it's not baltoisef, because the pusul lilav is not shaykhus to the mitzvah. But if he's got two lilav, which he could be Mekayim in both of them, those are the baltoisef. So I believe we understand why we said before that you can't take the two esrogim. If the one esek is kosher, one esek is pusul, no problem. But if both are kosher, you're taking both together, and the mitzvah could be chal on each one, and even if you say, I've got kavuna on this one and not that one, it won't help. Because b'shas, the mitzvah, is good balsas yibim shalom b'kavuna. Whereas if you take one after the other, first of all, once you be mekayim the mitzvah, it's not b'zman a mitzvah, there's no balsasif, except for your mechav and l'shem mitzvah. And besides that, we'll soon have a Tosfos who says that doing a mitzvah twice is not balsasif. Now let's move on to generally Bal Tosef. We said the two psikim from Bal Tosef. The Vilna Gaon zokt, I don't know where it's in the Vilna Gaon, but I saw it in the Vayatze and the Chivas of Klodim Groof. He says the two psikim of Bal Tosef, there are two types of Bal Tosef. I printed it in Ice Test 4, by the way, which Shalek is enough. There's a Bal Tosef where you add another mitzvah to the Torah. There's a Bal Tosef where you add in the mitzvah. Tefillin is a mitzvah of tefillin, four parshas, you put five parshas. You've added in the mitzvah, you haven't added a new mitzvah. There's also Bal Tosef to make new mitzvahs, there's 630 mitzvahs, and you decide I want to have another mitzvah. You create another mitzvah, you're doing the Kleshem mitzvah. It does a Bal Tosef also, and so the Gru Zok, that the first pusik, Loisei Sifi Aladovar, is to make new mitzvahs. Loisei Sifi, don't add to the 630 mitzvahs. The second pusik is talking about the mitzvah itself. Loisei Sef Ulov, on the mitzvah itself, not to be moisif. Alright, so we have two types of Bal Tosef. It's the Aloysa Kasha. All mitzvahs drabunan and all Esira drabunan. Why is there no Bal Tosef? We have mitzvahs drabunan, we have Esira drabunan. The rabun asid mikzin Shabbos. The rabbis say, allowed to move something which is mikzin drabunanish. Why is there no Bal Tosef? They made a new lab, a new Esir. They made a new mitzvah of halal, of Chanukah, Telesidai, whatever it is, the mitzvah Rabbuna. Why is there no Bal Tosef on the mitzvah Rabbuna? Bechlal. Sign the mitzvahs and sign the Avedis. So there are a lot of tzlitzim. I've got here four tzlitzim. The four tzlitzim will cover all of them. Tosefos in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara zokt, we blow shofar twice. I'm talking about Medina de Gemara. The minhag is we blow 100 koilas. But Medina de Gemara was supposed to blow 60 koilas. 30 koilas is the din d'araisi with all the sfeikas. Shvurim, tzir. So with d'araisi you have to blow 30 if you want to cover all the sfeikas. You're doing mitzvah. Sofik ishkan bal tosef. You want to be as all the shittas. So 30 koilas is min hatoira. We do 30 koilas, what's called tkiyas to miyishav, before Shemana Esra. It's called tkiyas miyishav even though we stand up, but we could theoretically sit. It's called tkiyas miyishav. We have covered the mitzvah d'araisi with all chimnas, all shittas, shvurim, tzir, everything. Then we do in Shemana Esra again, Tkiyas to Me'imad. There's another 30 koilas. I'm not talking about the minhag of doing 100, but we do 60. Shrek to Gemura, Luma. Why? So the Gemura, L'Arva Vasutin. So it's a mitzvah, Rabbunan, Medina, the Gemura, L'Arva Vasutin. Shrek to Yosef, about Yosef. You've done the mitzvah, you've been used to the mitzvah once, and you do the mitzvah again. Ois Cheswe, I'm for it. So Yosef, the Lushan of Yosef. Toikin and Miriam Keshehen Oymdin. Taymer. Huku Ovan Meshim Bal Tosef. You're doing twice the mitzvah. V'yashloima v'chtege klal. De'ein shayach Bal Tosef v'asiyas mitzvah achas beis p'umim. Repeating the mitzvah again is not Bal Tosef. Kegoin, koyin, im mevurach v'choizel mevurach, oise tse ba'atzmoy, it tichens twice. Oy noitel lila v'choizel v'noitel. V'chen tekeya v'choizel v'tekeya is no Bal Tosef. So Tosef ha'chidesh, and the Yesod, which apparently all the Shainim seem to agree with, that to repeat a mitzvah twice is not Bal Tosef. The Rashba gives another teretz on this kasha, but in Emerson, the Rashba agrees to Tosfos. We'll soon see why. The Rashba says that the Rabbonon were given a koich in the Torah. The Torah says, "See, mishmeres and mishmarati." They were told to guard the Torah whenever necessary to make siyugim and gedurim, whatever is necessary. And we're doing it because the Rabbonon told us to. The about the Torah kuzuk that they should give us extra siyugim, they know about Tosef. No, they're not adding to the mitzvahs of the Torah. They were given the responsibility and the power to guard us. We should keep the Torah. On that, there's no about Tosef. So Dr. Rashba. Zutta Pnei Shia, then Emerson, Tosef must be masking to the Svara of the Rashba. Because Tosef doesn't cover all the problems of Drabunan. Tosef covers the problem of Tkir Shofar, where you blow again and again. But many Drabunans are not repetitions. Chanukah Lechdish can repetition. That's a new mitzvah. So we can't rely on Tosef's teretz for all the Drabunans. So Tosef must agree to the Rashba that what the Drabunan have got special authority, special koich, which the Torah is given them that they are supposed to give us new, maybe the word is wrong, their mitzvahs and siyugim. But why didn't Tosfos use this teretz for Tkiyas Shofar? If Tosfos agrees that the Rabbanan have got the right and the responsibility to give us new mitzvahs, so why does Tosfos ask a kasha? Loma toikin v'chozin v'toikin. Baal Tosfos, if they do Baal Tosfos, Rabbanan have got the power to give us new mitzvahs. Zukte, the power were given to Chachamim to guard the Torah. In other words, let's say they see, there's been in Daf Yomi recently, I found a lot of Rabbanan de Kersirim, Stam Yainam, Bishalakim, Pasakim, all these things, Mishim Ben Hussein. They felt there was a Yiridus Hadoris, there were problems with assimilation. So they gave a certain Gudurim that we shouldn't assimilate with the Goyim. So the door of a door, Shavin, every door, the Chachma door, have to, whatever is necessary for the door, to God. That's the Chiyav. But Tkiyas Shofar, there wasn't a problem where they had to give us a... Tkiyas Shofar was L'Arav HaSutton. This L'Arav HaSutton has always been. It's not a new problem which we have. So Tosfos asked, there, they haven't been given this Koyach, Abasi, Mishmeret, Mishmarti. Therefore, Tosfos has to give the other Teretz. But so these two Teretzim are not a stira. One complements the other. There are cases where it's not Mishim Geda, and therefore you can't use the Rashba's Teretz. Therefore, Tosfos has to give his Teretz that's repeating the Mitzvah's Nishkan Bal Tosfos. And on the other hand, the Rashba couldn't use Tosis, because Tosis only covers such mitzvahs which are repetitions, but other mitzvahs it doesn't, so we have both. So the Master came to us that we have both Tosis and the Rashba, and both Teretzim are not a steer, they both agree with each other. That's what the Menachas Seinu says. And Menachas brings a raya. The Rashba must be moided to Tosis, for another reason. Because the minig is, as the Gemara mentioned, people used to take a lilav, come upon by Yom Chashivas and lilav, Anshei Shlaim would carry it around wherever they went, Chavivas, and we also, we make a bruch on the Lila first, and we make the Niyam, enoch, we do the Lila again and again and again, and this is not Epsal Geder or Epsal to guard the Torah. So Rashba must agree to this cloud that doing, repeating a mitzvah twice is no Baal Tosfos. The Rambam, Zukta Beslan B'Teretz, Baal Tosfos is, you're doing it L'Shem, a mitzvah of the Torah. If you're doing it without other motives, let's say, take an extreme example. A person, you mustn't eat treifus, you mustn't eat the veila. A person's on a diet, he's not going to eat cake for next year. Baal Tosfos, he doesn't, mustn't eat the veila, doesn't eat cake. If you say, I'm not eating cake because it's a lav, and the rai says, Baal Tosfos, he's abstaining from that for different reasons, not as a mitzvah, for dietary reasons. If we're doing it, or if you're kibbutz, your father says, I don't want you to drink coffee. So it's this guy, it's a Baal Tosfos. If we're doing it after mitzvah d'rabbanan, we're not doing it after mitzvah d'oraisa. We're doing it after mitzvah d'rabbanan. So the Rambam, that's not Baal Tosfos. If somebody taka would take a mitzvah d'rabbanan, say chanukah, I'm doing it after mitzvah d'oraisa, he's Baal Tosfos. But nobody does it after mitzvah d'oraisa. He only does it after mitzvah d'rabbanan. There's a grosser kasha on this. The kasha is the nisach which we say it before. Sfiras Oyma. Hena nimich and nimlchaim is hasay shel Sfiras Oyma. We pass in Sfiras Oyma, Mitzvah Mazeh, is only Mitzvah Rabbanan. If you do a Mitzvah Rabbanan, L'Shem Mitzvah D'Oraisa, Baal Tosfos. So how can we say it? And the kash is not on the Nisach, the kash is on us. Because this Nisach was made by the Chiddur. Mostly the Shem Yichud of Chiddur. The Chiddur passed like the Rambam. And the Rambam passed in Sakha Sfiras Oyma, Mitzvah Mazeh, D'Oraisa. So he made that Nisach. But why are we quoting the Nisach, which we don't pass like that? It's a bit of a problem. And here in... where is it? In Tez Zion, he brings the Chemdas Moshe Sanlo, he brings the Reb Kivayga, left out, didn't say the word Asay. Hinnin in Michan Lekayim Mitzvah Spiras Oyma, without the word Asay. We do say Asay, and most of them is printed. One must say that the word Asay is Shaykh and Rabunan. They are Asay, Rabunan, there's Rabunan Kasir and Rabunan Mitzvahs. But one must be careful not to be Mechavan Lashem Mitzvah Darais. I've already got a problem with Altais. Rav says, interesting chiddush. Baal Tosfos says it only on mitzvahs haseh and not on loisaseh. Chiddush for the Rav. On the mitzvahs haseh there's Baal Tosfos, but on loisaseh to make gedurim as yugim, all the sira drabunan is only abstain, negative not to do, and that is no Baal Tosfos. A chiddush for the Rav. The Rav on that Rambam says, of not thinks a chiddush and shayach Baal Tosfos on a loisaseh. I found something very interesting upon me of this, a chiddush. Purim is on Yom Tov. Pusik shek. Lazas oisam yamei mishtev yom tov. It's lemei mishtev yom tov, but the Gemara says you want to make mishtev yom tov a proper yom tov, but they were not makabu the issa melucha. It's not a yom tov legabe issa melucha, only legabe mishtev simcha. Zuk the punim yufis. It's a flu. The Rebbe of the Chassam Sofer, the Talmud of the Mezritch Magid, the brother of Rebbe Shmolka, Zukte, as therefore they were only mekabel mishta v'simcha because they didn't want to be mekabel to Yom Tov with Asiyas Melucha because they were the Yisav Bal Tosif. The Amor Degazach is an Ayah Havun and Bal Tosif to make a Yom Tov which is doima to the Yom Tov of the Torah is Bal Tosif. To make a Yom Tov which is not quite the same as the Torah is not Bal Tosif. According to this, he seems to hold that Bal Tosif is only if you make the same mitzvah as the Torah, you add another one. If you do it in a different way, for example, according to this, there is no mitzvah the rice of lighting candles certain days and you light, add to it. It's a new mitzvah, a new serious mitzvah. On that, there seems to be, as there's mashmah, I haven't seen anybody else talking about this, that there's no Bal Tosif. Bal Tosif is only if you do something which is mamash over the mitzvah of the Torah. The Gemara says in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, "Menayin the Kohen Shaula Ladichen Shelo Yoima Tzayisi Zayin Shelo Yoima Hoyel VeNisna Nosna LiTayr Rishis Levuches Yisrael Oisav Bruchach Mishali." Add Hashem Elokei V'Seichem Yoisav Aleichem Gavalti. Talmud Loima Loisav Sif Al Hadavaze. Is there a love to Raisa for the Kohen to be Moisav more than the three bruchos which are required? Is in Har Tzvi, Rav Hespaisa Frank, Rav Hespaisa Chiddush, I'm not saying Halucha Lamasa, he said, the coin goes down from the Dichonin, and the Eilim Zukt Shkoich. What are you supposed to respond? Brichem Ti. Bal Tosif. Brichem Ti.
It's up, it's finished.
Oh. So he gives two Tereisim. He says, Lamasa, he said that one shouldn't. Chiddush. I'm not saying Halucha Lamasa. He says, the Koyan should do what everybody does. But he says, preferably, and then he gives it, he says, after it's finished, but the Shal is Zoy, it's not sure he pushed it. So what if it's after it's finished? The Gemurah Zogt Azoy. The Gemurah Zogt, Hayushan Besikah Beshmini, if somebody sleeps in the Sikah after Yom Tov, he's not over Bal Tosif. Why? Bal Tosif is only Bizman HaMitzvah, or not after the Mitzvah. Except if it's Mecham HaLashem Mitzvah. But if somebody sleeps, some in the Sikah, which is not l'shem mitzvah, not l'shem chiyah, if he's not a Bal Tosif after mitzvah. Because the Bal Tosif is only bizman a mitzvah. To go in, putting on tefillin with five parashas, taimin, lev, and all his azachim. Take the Gemara Bazoi, a kohen, who said the three bruchas, v'yusam chushulem, and then he adds another brucha, Hashem elakai v'sechem mitzvah lechem, he's finished the mitzvah. After the mitzvah, he should say he's no Bal Tosif. He should only be oyv if he says it before he's finished. He inserts it inside the Yavrechachu. Once he said v'yusam chushulem, he's miyoy to the mitzvah, there should be no Bal Tosif. Let's take the Gemara. So the Gemara, no, a kohen is never finished with the mitzvah. Kivin the ilim is sabal et zbir achrin. If he's called to another minyan, we need a kohen, can you please come and deach? And he's mechiv to bench. He's never finished. He's all day he's mechiv. It's called zman ha-mitzvah. So this is the Gemara. The Tosas I mentioned before about Loma Token, the Chazim Vatoken, Tosas wanted to start off saying that there's no Bal Tosif once you finish the mitzvah. It's after the Zman HaMitzvah. The Tosas says, no. If he'll be called somewhere else as a Bal Tzakeya, they need a Bal Tzakeya, he'll have to blow again. Just like the Kohen, if he's called again, has to Dichon again, that's called Zman HaMitzvah. So he adds in a Kohen, if he's called again, he'll have to do this, or called Zman HaMitzvah. That's why Tosas asks Bal Tosif, and Tosas has to say his terrors of repetition. Look, I'll just finish off with Agavol to Kashf and Reb Kivayga, and I'll leave the terrace on Hosei for you to homework on Cholamoyed. Reb Kivayga, Frek, Agavol to Kashf. How is Tosis comparing after the Zman HaMitzvah of a Koyen who's Dichonin because he might be called to another Tzibah to Tkiya Shofar, who Tosis says after this finished Kashkoyen, he might be called to another Tzibah? The Tosis, a Koyen's got a Chiyav to Dichon. Pashta Zipshat, whenever he's called upon to Dichon, he's mechiv to dichon. He's dichon in one place. He goes on the way home. Somebody at shul stops him. Please come in. He's got a chiyav that I said his chiyav. So he hasn't finished the mitzvah all day. Where at Tkiyah Shofar, once you blew in Shofar, you're finished. You're called in for another tzibur, you have got a chiyuv. They need the Baal Tzikai, they ask you, you got a chiyuv of a half to lay a chukumoycho. But no chiyuv of Tkiyah Shofar, your Tkiyah Shofar is finished. When you go in there, it's already, you're doing this for them. L'choy, that's already after the man mitzvah. Let's speak of Kibayi. Kovat Tzikah Zogam Tavot, the new one of the Yoyme, Pushta Hesav Vaguda. We know from all Sfulim, and based on the Pshim HaYichui, the Zohar Kudosh, that Tzikas is an integral continuation of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. It's not, if you look at the Pusik of the Chemish, you might think it's two separate issues. Tzikas could have been a few months later, but it's not, it's clear and Allah. And it's even Merim Tuvah the Melech, was Maram is in a Pusik, Shteit, and the Gemurah Zohar, Zohar Hashem Oyli V'Yishi, Zohar Chazal Oyli is Rosh Hashanah, Yishi is Yom Kippurim, Kis Penei Nibesikah is Tzikas, it's a connected. How it's connected is very obvious. The Sfurim are full of it. That after the Kapuras Avinus of Yom Kippur, every Yid is Zeichah to Kapuras Avinus Yom Kippur. Obviously, there are various Madrigas, but every Yid gets very much cleaned after Yom Kippur. There's no question about it. So after that is Shetz Fasemus, as Oyot Zviyal Tzadik Liyish Lai Life Simcha. Once you become a Madrigah of Tzadik compared to before, but all Tzadikim compared to before, to all before. So then we have a Bechinah of Yish Lai Life Simcha, the Simchas of Yom Tov. I want to say the following idea, which is Nega Yedayim. Somebody asked me a few weeks ago, why is the minhag that the Baal Tzfilas of Yom Kippur say HaMelech from the place where they're sitting, they don't go to the Umut? I've seen two reasons actually. I'd like to suggest a new reason. When I say suggest, I must say I don't like the word suggesting when people quote some sofers, suggest this answer, this answer. Chacham Sofer doesn't suggest anything. Chacham Sofer gives an answer that is an answer. So chaylik toira kodesh. There might be 10 answers, there might be 20 answers, but Chacham Sofer's atelet, or the Nagun's atelet, this is a suggestion. But what I see is a suggestion. I want to suggest the following idea. You're about to say HaMelech, about to fill, instead of going to Omit, he stands there where he is, somewhere in the back of the shul, and you're shouting HaMelech. Why is it? He's a shliach tzibur. Why is he standing there? About Tekaya once came to the first Belzeru, the Sashal Mebels. He said, Rebbe Chumba Tekaya. About Tekaya states, as if Avoidus Kain Gudel Lefnai Vlefnim, the Gemurah Zuktus Avoidus Pnim, Tekia Shoifas, Kain Gudel goes in the verse, I'm very nervous. What am I supposed to be Mechavim? What should I think about? What's our Kavulas? So the Baal Shem, Belzeru, Sashulim said to him, what you should be mechavan on Rosh Hashanah, I leave it. You'll find out. You'll work it out. I'll tell you something that you should be mechavan. You should be mechavan all year round that you are the Baal Tzikai of Rosh Hashanah. That's what you have to be mechavan. All year round, remember that you are the Baal Tzikai. That's what you should remember. And Rosh Hashanah, you'll work your way out yourself. But all year round, remember that you are the Baal Tzikai of Rosh Hashanah. It comes down, this is the Bechina, the Baal Tzfilis, or the Shlicha Tzibah, who have to represent the Tzibah and talk to the Rebbe on behalf of the Tzibah, on the place where they daven all year round, when they're davening in that place, they should remember that, here, one day I'm going to shout HaMelech from this place. The idea is they should stay there and say HaMelech from there. So the Yom Neruim is Yom Neruim on its own, like a Valtzik HaMadrega, but Sof Kosof, we want to make sure that all year round we should remember the Yom Neruim, not only about Tfilah, all of us should remember all year round we make a Bruch HaBoruch HaTash HaMelechayni Melech HaOilam. The Melech is the same Melech who we say HaMelech. It's the same, I'm Melech, I'm Shefer. So all year round, when we say Melech Oilem, we should remember HaMelech, and so on and so on. All year round, we want to be inspired from Yom Neruim. Yom Neruim has got its tachlis on its own, even besides that it's supposed to be Mashpil the whole year. Yom Neruim, everybody's elevated, and Sakavot Kazach. But we want this to have an everlasting impression of all year. Rosh Hashanah, Rosh is the cop of the year, the Rosh is Mashpil on the whole year. And Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sikkus, we're in a different level. We're all on a higher level. We're different moods, if we can say that. It's not the same all year round. I heard once from Rosh Hashanah Yivad Elevich, he went once to Yerushalayim in the street, to walk in the street, and he hears a child crying. Looks around, he sees an 8-year Yerushalayim Yingle, with a pale, with short trousers, then tied to a lamppost. He goes up to him, Yingle, quickly unties it. What's happened? What's going on here? So he said, I'm in the middle of playing with my friend. You know, Yerushalayim, you don't play with all these Nairish games. We're playing a fair and a vugan, a horse and a rider, cart. He was the horse, and I'm the horse, and we're playing a bit of the game. And he wanted to go to have a drink, so what do you do? Well, you've got to see the horse, you have to tie the lampers. And you must understand that when a child plays something, it's a party, he lives it. We're all really playing games, and he lives in it more than we live in our Mishigasen. And so he's tired, and he went to get the drink, and it's already half an hour, it's after that, I don't know what's happening. So says to him, I don't understand you. It was a little bow. You couldn't untie it yourself. But what's the big deal? So to remember, and I'm tired. I won't be a horse anymore. I don't think he doesn't want to lose the game. He's in the middle of it. The Pshab said, we found that sometimes find Shiva's difficult thing. You know why? Because we don't want to be osfed. Once we decide to change our mood from fed, it's not so difficult to untie it, but we want to stay in what the matzav of we are. All year, we're in the matzav of whatever it is. Rosh Hashanah, Kudosh, Sukkos. Then when Hayim Adreiga, it's much easier. And we have to try and keep this for all year round, this Madreiga. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, is as manum fin yira, fin pachet. Throughout the year, we have all types of nisyanis. We have nisyanis in the gas, in business, dealing with going, whatever it is, the Shemotim Yagas and so on. We have nisyanis in Mismedish also, different nisyanis. Shemotim Nishmas, different type of nisyanis. Sometimes we need to inspiration of Yira, Pachet, Yemedin. Because when soil in the gas, you think, wait, I better look after my eyes to be able to say, to sit down properly. Sometimes we need inspiration of Simcha. Forget, we need Simchit Davanon, that's not the Pachet, it's the Simcha. So we have these two Yom, these special Zemanim, which were all on a higher level, Yom Neruim, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, which were on a higher level from Pachet, from Yirav, Amos Adin. Then we go over to the other mode, the Simchitik mode, and especially a higher level of Simcha, Mord Veikas Bashem, Simchas Toyram, Etans. These two things are supposed to inspire us all years, throughout the year, for all type of Matzot, he has to have all the tools to be able to deal with. And this is the Inyun from Yom Toyram, the Rosh Hashanah. Amen.